This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the India AI Impact Summit 2026 today at Bharat Mandapam. Mr. Modi will participate in the opening ceremony of the summit. The opening ceremony will also be addressed by the President of France, Secretary General of the United Nations, as well as various top industry leaders from across the world. Last evening, Prime Minister Narendra Modi welcomed the global leaders at Bharat Mandapam. French President Emmanuel Macron, Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, Prime Ministers of Finland, Bhutan, Mauritius were among the esteemed leaders who have gathered for the summit. Mr. Modi also hosted a dinner for the global leaders. At India AI Impact Summit, Google has announced that it will connect India with the US through new subsea cables as part of a $15 billion investment spread over 5 years. In a statement, the company informed that through their collaborative infrastructure initiative named America-India Connect, a new international subsea gateway will be established in Vizag. Speaking at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi, CEO of Google Sundar Pichai expressed hope that India is going to have an extraordinary trajectory with AI.
And today we are excited to announce a partnership between Google DeepMind and the Indian government as part of the Global National Partnerships Program. This will broaden access to frontier AI capabilities for national priorities. Demis will share more later on. We're also partnering with Atal Tinkering Labs to bring GenAI assistance to over 10,000 Indian schools and 11 million students with a focus on robotics and coding in the classroom. Google has a full-stack commitment to India, and I've never been more excited about the future we are building together.
Election Commission of India has decided to issue show-cause notices to the concerned Electoral Registration Officers, EROs, and Assistant Electoral Registration Officers, AEROs, for failing to upload a larger number of voters' documents online under the Special Intensive Revision SIR process currently underway in West Bengal. According to an official, even 4 days after the hearing concluded, nearly 1,15,000 documents are yet to be uploaded. The Commission had clearly instructed all EROs and AEROs that if any application is rejected, the specific reason must be clearly stated. In Chhattisgarh, the first phase of comprising house listing and house census will be conducted from 1st May to 30th May this year under the Census 2027. The exercise will cover 33 districts, 252 tehsils, and 19,978 villages across the state. In this regard, the state and division level officers training conference convened for the successful conduct of the Census 2027 in Raipur yesterday. Addressing the conference, Chief Minister Vaishnadev Sai said the census is not merely a headcount of the population, but the very bedrock of nation building. Census 2027 will be India's first fully digital census. Data will be collected through a mobile application and web portal, making the process more transparent, swift and efficient. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has greeted people on the beginning of holy month of Ramzan in a social media post. Mr. Modi said Ramzan Mubarak and expressed hope that this auspicious month will further the spirit of togetherness in society. He also hoped that there will be peace and prosperity everywhere. The holy month of Ramzan has begun today as the moon was sighted last evening in many parts of the country. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan will lead a special program in Pusa, New Delhi today to mark the completion of 5 years of his unique tree plantation pledge. The event will celebrate the green journey that he initiated on February 19, 2021. During the program, key highlights of the campaign are beginning as a personal resolve and evolving into a movement marked by public participation, environmental awareness and social consciousness will be presented. Food Corporation of India FCI and World Food Programme WFP have signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU for the supply of rice in support of global humanitarian operations aimed at combating hunger. Union Ministry of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution has informed that FCI will supply 2 lakh metric tons of rice to WFP under the MOU. In women's cricket, India will play host Australia in the second T20 international of their three-match series in Canberra. Today, the match will start at 1:45 p.m. Indian time. In the first T20 clash on Sunday, India defeated Australia by 9 wickets under the DLS method in Sydney. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, defending champions India beat the Netherlands by 17 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.